This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on April 28, 2016. Should you have questions if they're listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
We'll turn next to item 2 on our agenda, which is consideration of draft advisory opinion 2016-03, George Holding for Congress, Inc. We have Mr. Sean Wright and Nevin Stepanovic from the Office of General Counsel to give a presentation. We also have Brett Capel, counsel for the requester, who's available here. Good morning to you, Mr. Wright, and when you're ready, please proceed.
Thank you, Chairman Peterson. Good morning, commissioners. Before you is agenda document 16-18, which contains three draft responses to an advisory opinion request by Holding for Congress. The requester asks whether the Holding Committee may raise additional contributions subject to a new contribution limit for the North Carolina congressional primary election moved from March 15, 2016 to June 7, 2016. Draft A concludes that the Holding Committee may not do so because the June 7, 2016 North Carolina congressional primary election will be the only primary election held for the office Representative Holding is seeking. Drafts B and C conclude that the Holding Committee may raise additional primary contributions subject to a new contribution limit because the June 7th primary election is a different election from the March 15th election. The Commission received no comments on the request and one comment on the drafts. Thank you, and I'd be happy to address any questions you have.
Thank you for that presentation. Draft C came out rather late, and I would first of all ask counsel whether or not you've had a chance to quickly skim through this, and if you have, whether or not there are any thoughts or ideas that you wanted to convey to us regarding that draft.
I have had a chance to review draft C, and I think it will be acceptable to my client. I have no comments or questions on it.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any comments amongst the commissioners or questions regarding this draft? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm very happy that we're going to be able to answer this question for this requester and really for everyone in North Carolina who is involved in these very unusual circumstances where the district lines were suddenly all redrawn within weeks of when the election was supposed to be, and people had already started voting, and none of those votes got counted, and now there's going to be a new election in June. Pretty unusual circumstances. I had thought about whether we should make the new contribution limits available to just people who had substantially rewritten district lines. Some of the districts are pretty much, none of them are identical. Some of them are very, very close to what they used to be. But I was persuaded by my colleagues that for us to try and do that kind of line drawing on the fly probably would not be a good idea. And there could well be ripple effects throughout the state of having everybody having to move around. And simplicity is a virtue. So we'll have the same rules for everyone. Everyone will get a new contribution limit. And good luck to everybody. And I appreciate the efforts of my colleagues to work together to come to an answer. I think it's a good result.
Are there any other further questions or comments? I'll just echo what Commissioner Weintraub said, that I think that this was an example where I think the commissioners and especially our staffs really worked productively to handle a request that that does capture some rather unusual circumstances, and I think we've been able to arrive at a draft that reaches a satisfactory answer. And so I commend my colleagues for the way in which we were able to reach an answer on this, and I'll be happy to support draft C when that motion is made. Are there any further comments? Commissioner Ravel.
Let me just add, first off, thank you very much for coming. I know you're ill, and we appreciate you being here for this issue, and I agree with what's been said by others. This circumstance is so, I hesitate to use the term bizarre, but in some ways it is. It's so unusual, and I think that it calls out for some kind of remedy that is fair to the people of North Carolina who were running for office. So based on that, I, too, will be supporting this draft.
Do we have any further questions or comments? Do we have a motion? Commissioner Hunter.
I agree with everything that's been said. I move approval of Agenda Document 16-18-C.
Is there any further discussion on that motion? If none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Madam Secretary, that motion carries by a vote of 6-0. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Cavill.